Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about overcoming anxiety the Stoic way. These are practical techniques for inner peace. As Epictetus said, philosophy is a hard winter's training, practice that a soldier does in the safety of camp so they might draw on it in the heat of battle. And I think that's just like we do in meditation with our thoughts. We are practicing in the safety of our home on our meditation cushion so that we can be drawing on that strength and training in the heat of battle, meaning out in life when anxiety decides to rear its head again. So just keep that in mind the next time you feel like ignoring or pushing aside your meditation practice or any of the practices that you are doing to keep yourself on an even keel. Stoic philosophy can be incredibly useful for people with anxiety because it provides a practical framework for managing and overcoming our anxious thoughts and emotions. Now, the Stoics believed that our thoughts and our judgments about events, rather than the events themselves, primarily caused our emotional reactions. So that's the thoughts, not the actual events, but our thoughts about it. So by changing our perceptions and adopting certain mental strategies, we can alleviate anxiety and cultivate a more peaceful state of mind. So today I wanted to go over some of the key principles of Stoicism that can really be helpful when you are struggling with anxiety. I know that we've talked about the Stoics here before and talked about certain ways to use our practices because they are along the lines of Stoicism. But today I wanted to focus specifically on Stoic philosophy for the whole show and which ways of pulling out what we can pull out of the Stoic philosophy that can be helpful to us who are struggling with anxiety or high levels of stress. And now the first piece is to focus on what you can control. We talk about that quite a bit, and it's so important because we often forget. We need this as a reminder because we do often forget that we are not in control of so much. Anxiety often arises from worrying about things beyond our control. The Stoics emphasized the importance of distinguishing between what is within our power and what is not. They encouraged individuals to focus their energy and attention on their own thoughts, actions, and choices, rather than being consumed by external circumstances. By shifting the focus to what we can control, we can reduce our anxiety, our stress, and increase a sense of agency. And if there's anything that makes the anxious person feel better, it is a sense of agency because you want to know what it is you can do, where you can make an effect, and that is on the things that are within your control. This is a great place for your journal if you're not sure if you are worrying about things that are within your control or without your control, outside of your control. You can Jot these things down and let your eyes see them versus letting them just run around in your head, and see if you can distinguish what's within your control and what is not within your control. The second point I have today is acceptance of the present moment. Stoicism emphasizes the idea of accepting the present moment as it is without excessive attachment or resistance. So we don't want to attach to it and have it be here forever and ever, and we don't want to resist it as if it was the worst thing that ever happened in the world. Those are the two extremes. And if we can accept without attachment or resistance, we are well on our way of being more peaceful. Anxiety often arises from ruminating about the past or worrying about the future. By practicing this acceptance, you can redirect your attention to the present moment and avoid unnecessary distress. This doesn't mean that you're being passive or you're not caring about things, but you are actually acknowledging that certain things are beyond your control and learning to adapt to them. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's Prolon life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. The third point is developing resilience. Stoicism teaches that life's challenges and adversity are inevitable aspects of life. Rather than viewing them as inherently negative, the Stoics believed that these challenges provided opportunities for personal growth and character development. by embracing difficulties as opportunities to build resilience, you can reframe anxiety-inducing situations as chances for self-improvement. This gives us the opportunity to not only accept the present moment, but to actually see it as something that can be helping us. It is causing us to move beyond our current comfort zone and actually grow. Now, the fourth point is to cultivate an objective perspective. Okay, so the Stoics believed that our emotions are often the result of distorted or even exaggerated judgments about events. By examining our thoughts and challenging irrational or unhelpful beliefs, we can gain more objective perspectives on situations and reduce the anxiety. This practice involves questioning the accuracy of our assumptions, considering alternative interpretations, and seeking evidence to support or to refute our anxious thoughts. And again, this is the perfect place to pull out your journal. Get these things written down. It's hard to sort all this out in your head. It's no wonder the Stoics kept journals. They weren't writing these things that they wrote to actually have them be published. They wrote them down as notes to themselves often. This was their own journal, things they wanted to remember for themselves. We can do that for ourselves too. Write things down and see if you can find a different perspective. And if you can question your assumption, is it accurate? And see if there's another way to look at this issue. The fifth tip I have for you is to practice negative visualization. Okay, I know I got your ears perked up now. Negative visualization is a great technique where you intentionally imagine the worst case scenario or the loss, the greatest loss of something that you value. And now I know it sounds disturbing and counterintuitive, but it actually reduces the fear of potential negative outcomes by exposing you, again, in the comfort of your own home or wherever you are in safety. It exposes you to these scenarios in a controlled manner. By regularly engaging in negative visualization, you develop resilience and an appreciation for the present moment, which can really help to alleviate anxiety. If you haven't tried this, it's worth a go. You can start really small, just like you would if I were having you do some exposure time to going to the airport or getting on a plane. We would take little tiny baby steps, and you can do that with your negative visualization also. Start with small steps and see if you can begin to expose yourself to some of this negative worst case scenarios that you worry about incessantly. And do it in your time when you're not anxious or worked up or at the end of your rope, and see if you can begin to just touch into these scenarios a little bit, a little at a time, and learn to not be so frightened of them. The sixth one is mindfulness and self-reflection. The Stoics emphasized self-awareness and introspection as key tools for personal growth. By practicing mindfulness and regularly reflecting on your thoughts and emotions, you can gain insight into the root causes of your anxiety. This self-reflection allows you to identify thought patterns, challenge negative beliefs, and develop healthier mental habits. So by incorporating these types of Stoic principles into your own life, you can gradually reduce anxiety and cultivate a more tranquil state of mind. Now remember, Developing these skills takes time and practice, so I want you to be patient with yourself as you embark on this journey of self-improvement. Some of the ways that you can get used to these types of practices is to actually read the Stoics. So I wanted to share with you 4 top Stoic books that anxious beginners might find helpful for getting used to reading the Stoic philosophy. So the first 3 that I have are classics. And the 4th one is one that I actually have on my reading list. I have not read it yet, and I hope to get to it soon. It looks really good and could be really helpful. I must have it right here in front of me. It's William B. Irvine, and he is a professor in Ohio. I forget which college, but it looked really interesting, so I put it on my own reading list. But the first 3 I have for you are classics, and they're easy to find. I'll put links to them, all of 4 of these, in the show notes. But Stoic books are easy to find. These are very well-read books. The first one I have is Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. And Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor. And this book is a collection of personal reflections. Like I mentioned earlier, these were just notes that he was taking down for himself, his own personal reflections and philosophical insights. This provides practical guidance on how to live a virtuous life and maintain inner peace amidst external challenges. This is exactly what we're living. We are not unique. We are timeless in the fact that we are all trying to find inner peace and have external challenges. Marcus Aurelius offers valuable advice on managing anxiety, embracing acceptance, and focusing on the present moment. It's perfect for what we're working on. The second one is Letters from a Stoic, and this is by Seneca. This is a collection of letters. The Stoic philosopher Seneca shares his wisdom on various topics, including dealing with adversity, controlling emotions, and finding tranquility. The letters are written in a conversational style and provide practical advice that can be applied to daily life. Seneca's insights on the nature of anxiety and his management techniques can be particularly useful for anxious individuals. And I have a little side note here. One of the things I want you all to remember is you don't need to always be reading books about anxiety, like branching out and reading things such as we're talking about today, Stoic philosophy or other philosophies. This is a great way for you to branch out. You don't always need to read a book that has anxiety in the title. You can learn so much by branching out and reading philosophy in particular. So the 3rd one I have for you is The Stoic Path. This is The Golden Sayings by Epictetus. Now, Epictetus was my favorite Stoic when I started reading Stoic philosophy. I had a little tiny book. It was a little tiny book, and it was just some of his quick hits is what I remember it as, and I loved it. So that was my introduction to Stoic philosophy. Epictetus was a Greek Stoic philosopher who lived during the 1st and 2nd century AD. Despite being born into slavery, he became one of the most influential philosophers of his time. Epictetus focused on the idea that our well-being depends on how we react to external circumstances rather than the circumstances themselves. He emphasized the importance of self-discipline, self-control, and aligning our desires with what is within our control. Epictetus's teachings revolved around leading a virtuous life, maintaining tranquility, and developing resilience in the face of adversity. I can think of no one better to help us understand how to make these changes than someone who had been born into slavery. And the fourth one, again, this is the recent one, A Guide to the Good Life, The Ancient Art of Stoic Joy, and that's by William B. Irvine. This book is an accessible introduction to Stoic philosophy and its practical application in modern life. Irvine explores Stoic teachings and offers guidance on using Stoic principles to find happiness and overcome challenges. He specifically addresses anxiety and provides actionable strategies for managing anxious thoughts and emotions. I'm looking forward to reading that so that I can pull out of that book and share some goodies with you in case you don't get to read it yourself. These books provide a solid foundation for understanding Stoic philosophy and its relevance to anxiety. They offer practical techniques, insightful wisdom, and guidance on implementing Stoic principles in everyday life. Remember to approach them with an open mind and take the ideas that resonate with you, applying them gradually to your own experiences. I really hope that if you have not read the Stoics yet or explored, that you will. That maybe even if you don't get a book, that you'll kind of tool around maybe on YouTube or Google and see if you can't dip your toe in the Stoic waters. It is well worth your time. Like I said, Stoic philosophy was very helpful to me when I was crawling out of the wormhole. I hope this show has been helpful for you, and I hope that if you are interested in one-on-one coaching, you will go to our website, anxietycoachespodcast.com, and check out our coaching options there. I've gotten some emails that people have wondered if we are still doing one-on-one coaching, and yes, we are. So head on over to the website if you need more information for that. And now for today's quote. Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems. And that's from Epictetus. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.